Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the foreclosure situation in the Silver State. Is it getting better, worse, or about the same? With Jeffrey Giles, the attorney. He's an expert on the topic. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamek, Robin Reedy, and Derek Morris. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
We're still fighting our way back from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Our businesses have created almost 4.3 million new jobs over the last 27 months, but we're still not creating them as fast as we want.
The president's jobs plan would put teachers, firefighters, police officers, and construction workers back to work right now. And it's paid for by asking the wealthiest Americans to pay a little more. But Congress refuses to act. Tell Congress we can't wait.
We want to be on the Reno Rodeo Flap Team. And that's what we're practicing right now. Giddy up!
Mama, please let your kids grow up to be cowboys. Saddle up for 10 action-packed nights of family fun and mayhem. Kicking off June 14th, it's riding, roping, racing, and wrangling. It's what we've been waiting for. The Reno Rodeo, bringing the Wild West to life. Get your tickets today. Call or log on to RenoRodeo.com.
It's for the kids. Let them dream.
Yeehaw!
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Jeffrey Giles. He is the attorney with Jeffrey Giles & Associates, expert in mortgages, foreclosures, foreclosure mediation. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Morning, Sam. Pleasure to be here, like always.
Las Vegas Review Journal editorial today entitled Selling Short talks about the fact that foreclosures and short sales now comprise about 32% each of the business that's going on in the state. It looks like the banks have made an amazing turnaround in their willingness to deal now with the public and the mortgage holders.
Well, to a certain extent, I think that's true. Not completely. I see problems all the time with the banks approving the short sale on the one hand, but not waiving the deficiency because these sales are usually below what is owed against the houses, especially true with the second mortgage holders if they're, a person has a second. The banks would be happy to get the money and sell the property. They just don't always want to let the person off the hook for the balance. And that's where I think a good realtor, an effective realtor, is very important because, you know, they're getting decent commissions on these things and they should really get in there and wrangle the bank and bring them to heel, if you will, and make them waive those deficiencies, if at all possible.
All right, talking about bringing the banks to heel, AB 284 really had a phenomenal result in terms of this robo-signing law and how it affected the banks, correct?
Oh, yeah. The foreclosures fell off the tracks, you know. October 1st. The month before, there was 4,000 in Washoe County. I think October 1 to November 1, we had like 40. It was just an amazing decrease, and because of this...
So like 1% of what we've been had.
It was 1%. It's come back now, and if you'll see those statistics I sent by email, you can see this come back. They're doing about 700 a month statewide now, but it's still a huge backlog, and I think what's happening is they're switching over to what's called judicial foreclosures. Back in 1927, we had a law that allowed banks to lend on a deed of trust basis instead of an old-fashioned mortgage, because old-fashioned mortgages had to be foreclosed by judges, and deeds of trust, you could just do it on the courthouse steps with a foreclosure trustee. Well, that they may be abandoning that because of the robo-signing problem. AB 284 criminalized robo-signing. All the foreclosure companies said, well, we're not doing that. We're robo-signing is they're doing it somewhere else. We're not doing it yet. When they criminalized it, they all stopped. So, you know,
funny how that happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And because of that, a lot of law firms are gearing up to do the judicial foreclosures. And if a person gets one of those, you can't ignore it. Under the old system, with a notice of default, you can safely just ignore it and plan to move out in 4 months. But if you ignore a lawsuit, a judicial foreclosure, you run the risk of not only losing your house, but getting a huge deficiency against you as well, because the first count of the complaint is, we want the house back because you haven't been paying. The second count is, we want a deficiency of $100,000 or whatever, because the house is worth $150 and you owe $250. As it stands today, under the old system, after a foreclosure, they had only 6 months to sue you, and by and large, they were not filing those lawsuits for deficiencies. Now, because of a rule of civil procedure, they have to roll every element of their complaint together and put it in the summons and complaint, and that includes the deficiency. So if you ignore those, you know, you're going to wind up garnished down the road. So.
Oh, okay. And could you use bankruptcy as a way out of that?
You certainly could. You can always use bankruptcy as a way out. But bankruptcy anymore, since they made the changes in 05, is something you do as last resort. It's not the first thing you do when you have financial problems. It's the last thing, because it's so draconian. You know, if you make more than the median income, which is about $50,000-$55,000, you simply can't go plain old Chapter 7 bankruptcy. You have to pay your debts back under a plan in a different chapter, and, you know, a lot of people don't want to do that. And for that reason, bankruptcy is really the last resort.
What happens with somebody who's been, say, living in their house for a couple of years, hasn't paid the mortgage, and up until this point, the bank hadn't come after them? Now, are they going to face, you know, having to not only the deficiency, but also whatever the payments would have been for that time being that they've been living in the house?
Well, no, they don't usually go after you for that, but there is a backlog. It's an amazingly large number. I don't know what it is. You know, I'd have to talk to the bankers about that. But because the foreclosures have slowed down so much, there are lots and lots and lots of people out there who are 2-3 years in with no payments, and they haven't begun to foreclose on them. In fact, some people, I get clients that want to get rid of the house. They want to walk away from it, and the bank won't take it back. And it's not a good idea just to abandon a property when it's in your name, because you're responsible for it. And the first thing that happens when you walk away from a property is gypsies move in and tear out the copper pipes, and then you've got the FBI on your case, because it's a federally guaranteed mortgage, and you don't want that. So
does the FBI get involved?
I've seen it, yeah, on these cases where somebody gets in and destroys the inside of a house. You know, it's usually not the homeowner, although that does happen. You see that on TV occasionally, but somebody will move into the house, or someone will break into the house and damage it. And as long as it's in the homeowner's name, they're still responsible for the thing. So they don't want to just walk away from them.
All right, let's take a break. More with attorney Jeffrey Giles when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform, against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street, and that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shadd.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking about a topic very close to a lot of people's heart, which is the mortgage situation in this state. Jeffrey Giles is here, the attorney, Jeffrey Giles and Associates. Is the mediation program still in play and still working?
Oh, sure. The mediation program is for the old-fashioned foreclosure, the notice of default type foreclosure. And when they send you that paperwork, they send you a form that allows you to elect mediation. And if you do that, then you get to sit down with the bank, with the court-appointed mediator, and you try and work out your differences. And that's an excellent program to try and make a deal short of getting your house sold out from under you. The problem is with these new judicial foreclosures, that's not an option. The foreclosure program says, well, if you can get the court who's hearing these to refer the matter to us, we'll hear it. We'd love to hear it. But the banks, because they went to all the trouble of starting to do judicial foreclosures, and because they had been stymied in so many cases by the foreclosure mediation program, they're resisting this tooth and nail. And the Nevada Supreme Court is considering modifying the rules of the foreclosure mediation program, and I think the public comment period ends on July 3rd. I myself have written into them and said, look, what you need to do is extend this program to the judicial foreclosures, because what's a trickle now will be a torrent in 6 months or a year. And I hope they take that to heart. I'm going to go down there and testify, if they'll let me, at the public hearing. And anybody that has got thoughts on this probably ought to do the same. You just send in your comments to the Nevada Supreme Court by July 3rd.
Okay, do you think that the housing market has hit bottom? Because both in Southern Nevada and in Northern Nevada, in the residential markets, we are seeing either prices going up, or we're seeing people making multiple multiple people making offers on properties. It seems like we've hit the bottom.
I kind of think so. From an anecdotal standpoint, I talked to a lot of realtors in the business, and I think we're probably at the bottom. We'll know for sure after it bounces 10 points, and then we'll say, well, the bottom was 6 months ago or something. But we could very well be there now. The big problem is qualifying for money. The interest rates are at historic lows, but people with good credit scores can't get loans. And that's just, you know, the bank's reticence to take any risk anymore.
Right, but you're seeing a whole new industry now of companies that are nationwide companies who are buying up thousands of properties. And it's kind of an untold model at this point, because people really have never done that before. You know, you've got the regular local investor who'll buy three or four houses, five houses, and they can go around and fix them up and work with the tenants. But these are national corporations that are literally buying thousands of houses.
Well,
because they got cash.
That's probably a good idea, but they're going to want to flip them and make a lot of money on them, and of course that just makes the housing more expensive for future homeowners. I'm really not part of that system. I don't know the people that are, you know, playing that game. There are enough people here that buy houses on the courthouse steps and turn them for a profit quickly that, you know, it doesn't surprise me, though, that big outfits with lots and lots of money are coming in from out of state to do this.
Mindy Elliott, a well-known banking entity in this state, was on the program a couple of years ago, and she was talking about how she, as a banker, was trying to help friends who had run into problems with their mortgages, and she was trying to sit down and work with the banks to help them, and discovered there were no bankers there. It was all attorneys. Is that still the same situation, and should be people looking for legal help rather than, you know, working through their bank?
Well, that's kind of a tough call. They should seek legal help if they've got a problem they can't address and they can't fix. Loan origination, I don't think, is one of those. I was talking to my banker recently, and I said, look, you know, you're missing a bet here. You'd love to loan money at 5%, wouldn't you? And he said, of course. And I said, start doing 30-year mortgages with a 5-year call. Have people refinance every 5 years. Hold the paper yourself. He wanted no part of that. I mean, the financing for home mortgages is federally guaranteed financing. That's all there is. And frankly, I can't see Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae being around forever. I mean, they're under conservatorship now. They're losing $100 million a month or some fool thing like that. It can't go on forever. You know, the Treasury is hemorrhaging right now, and unless someone puts a stop to it, our dollar will be like, you know, the Italian lira was before the days of the euro, and that would be a pity if that happens.
Now, you're involved in various national organizations as well. Do you see this whole thing turning around on a national basis to where, you know, the banks and the homeowners are finally coming together?
No. The banks resist change at every turn. They have started to do some things now that everyone was suggesting 5 years ago or 4 years ago, and they're just starting to think about it. Like principal reductions, for instance, that's what really makes sense in a lot of cases, because the banks are, I've got a lot of REO in their inventory, and I don't think that it's such a bad idea to reduce principal, but they take the position that if we do it on one case, the rest of the country is going to want it. And there's something to that. I mean, that does make sense. But, you know, what we have seen just this year is that the banks are starting to do principal reductions in very limited circumstances. Bank of America has actually sent out a lot of letters to people saying that they will do them up to, I think, $200,000 if the circumstances are right. And we'll see if that actually comes to pass if they do that.
Okay, we've got about 30 seconds left. Were you satisfied with the actions of the Attorney General of the great state of Nevada in this mortgage crisis?
Well, she's been real good. I don't think we're close to being done with what she's got to do. That case that got thrown back from the federal court system, I think, has got to work its way through. And of course, I hope they don't settle it. I hope they bring it to trial. Everything goes public, because when they settle these things, there's always confidentiality and non-disparagement agreements, and then it all gets swept under the rug, and no one knows who did what to whom and how bad it was. And if it goes to trial, then all that comes out, and you guys can talk about it.
Yes, indeed we can. Thank you, sir, for being here. We always appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Attention, the diabetes drug Actos has been linked to bladder cancer.
If you've taken the diabetes drug Actos and now have bladder cancer, call the Goldwater Law Firm right now.
If you or a loved one took this drug and were injured, call us right now. You may be entitled to financial compensation.
If you or a loved one took Actos and were then diagnosed with bladder cancer,
call the Goldwater Law Firm at 800-351-7700. That's 800-351-7700.
Hi, I'm attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. We can help you start a new beginning. We've done bankruptcies for 15 years, helping Nevadans like you with prompt, courteous, and effective service. Get the help you need today and call us at Action Legal Services.
Is chronic back pain inhibiting your lifestyle and your quality of life? I'm Dr. Brian Hansen. At ProSpinal, we specialize in a revolutionary, highly successful treatment known as non-surgical spinal decompression.
My leg gave out on me, and I knew something immediately was wrong.
I found this technique works especially well for disc herniation, disc bulge, sciatica, stenosis, and degenerative disc disease.
Exactly 15 minutes after the treatment began, the pain was gone. I mean, it was amazing.
My primary goal is to get you or a loved one back to a pain-free and very active lifestyle. In just 3 days, most of our patients experience that relief. But if that's not the case, those 3 days are complimentary.
There's no pressure, and I think you'll be totally amazed with the results.
Our consultations are always free, and we offer a 3-day no-risk trial to all qualified candidates. Give ProSpinal a call today at 336-3472 or visit us online at prospinalinc.com.
Hi, I'm attorney Pat Fair from Action Legal Services. Bankruptcy laws are complex. You need an experienced attorney to get the debt relief you need. Call our information line at 786-1447 and get answers to your questions today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. And for people listening on the radio, he is outfitted in his Reno Rodeo gear. He's the director of the Reno Rodeo, and that's going on right now. And so Dick said, can I come in and wear my gear? And I said, yeah. So welcome, sir. Robin Reedy is here, principal with R Politics. And Derek Morse is a consulting engineer, former deputy head of the RTC in Northern Nevada. Pleasure to have you all here. Dick, I wanted to start out with a story, and I know that you can't talk a lot about this at this point, but there's a story that occurred with a photographer, chief photographer for the Reno Gazette Journal, covering a Sun Valley fire that was sighted by deputies. He was also thrown to the ground, handcuffed, and suffered minor injuries. A lot of noise going on in the world about this. Your thoughts on what you know so far?
Well, we haven't seen the case yet, Sam, and since it involves the Sheriff's Department, we also represent them civilly, so I may very well be involved as their attorney on this to see what's going on. So I can't really comment a whole lot of what's happening or the facts or anything at this time. Once the case is submitted to us, and like other cases, we'll go through it and decide where we're at, and we may wind up sending, if there is a criminal case to prosecute, we may wind up sending that out to another agency because we do have, like I said, we do have the civil responsibility in this too.
Will you know something, do you think, within the next week?
That depends on who's in to investigate it and how quick they can get the investigation done. I'm quite certain that this one will be one of those that moves right along and get some priority just because of the people involved in it.
Okay, well, you're here on a regular basis, so next time we see you, we'll get an update.
Hopefully
you,
I'll
sir.
Have a bigger answer, better
and,
answer.
And we'd love to hear from Sheriff Haley. And obviously, at this point, I know News 4, who I've been talking to this morning, has not heard, and there was nothing in the RGJ this morning, so we'll look forward to hearing from Sheriff Haley. Wanted to change the topic here to the immigration laws that changed under President Obama last week. Your thoughts on this, Robin?
It's rare that I agree with President Obama on policy issues, but I do think when you're dealing with children who have had no choice in their life and lifestyle, that we have to give due consideration to that. So I'm basically in favor, and according to some surveys, some 72% of the population is in favor of this change.
You know, Derek, you're a student of politics. It's really quite fascinating that, you know, this is usually one of the most explosive issues on the planet, and yet you are not seeing Republicans with a major pushback in that direction.
Well, I think they plainly see that if they got on the other side of this issue, they would be on the wrong side of this issue. When you start to punish children for things that they had no control over, things that their parents had done, it's pretty easy to get people to say, wait a second, that's going way too far. And I think it was an astute move. And the bigger picture, I think, is that this really starts to open up, again, the possibility of a more rational discussion about what we're going to do about immigration policy in this country. It may have to wait till after the election, but I think it's a good step.
I really do agree, and I think that if there were ever a time, because we've had so much on the enforcement side under the Obama administration, that this is a golden time to say, okay, we've done all this so far, whether it's Mitt Romney or Obama, what do we look at in the next go-around? But the question I have for you, Dick, is from a law enforcement side, have you received, you know, the rules and regulations on this, and are you getting inquiries, or are Hispanic organizations getting inquiries? I know Lucy Flores, the assemblywoman, is very concerned about attorneys or people who claim to be attorneys offering to represent Hispanics in this issue, and there aren't rules and regulations out there yet, are there?
I have not seen anything aside from what the media has done on this issue, and I guess I'm one of those Republicans that's not so astute, because I do not agree with this at all.
Why?
First of all, the only people they put up are the picture people, the people who made the good news, that were the successful people. They didn't put up all the people we deal with that commit all the crimes, that are here doing those types of things that we wind up convicting in this country, and there's hundreds of them daily, and that are deported back to their countries with convictions. They didn't bring any of that up. We've also got
issue. But isn't that going to continue? I mean, the way that this thing is set up, those kind of people are going to be sent back. I mean, there doesn't seem to be any discussion.
Well, again, I haven't seen any rules or regulations yet. So you start granting amnesty, just how far does this go? The second thing is, you ought to talk
God
to the people.
God forbid you call it amnesty.
I thought we weren't allowed to say that word. No.
It doesn't bother me. The second thing is, you ought to talk to the people who have come in here and become citizens legally. I've talked to several of them now who are absolutely outraged after what they went through to become legal citizens of the United States, and then all of a sudden the president just signs an order. The third thing I have is, I really question the power of the president to sign orders like this without Congress or anybody else. What happened to our checks and balances in this country and the way we're set
up? But every president has been signing executive orders, Robin, haven't they, for years now?
Yeah.
They even make signing statements where they say, we're going to do this, and then they do assignment statements saying, we're not.
It does. I think, again, the devil is in the details. While I'm in favor of not the sins of the father not going on the children, I am not in favor of those same children necessarily getting Millennium Scholarships, which we have no way of avoiding even now. I'm not in favor of people who do crimes not taking the consequences of those crimes, whether they're doing it as a citizen or whether they're doing it at, you know.
Nobody
the devil is in
that.
The details.
Yeah, nobody disagrees with that.
And we can debate all of that. But I really am a strong believer that the youth is our future. And the people.
You're not going to start singing now, are you?
No, I'm not. I never did see Sound of Music. But they just really are our future. And with an aging population, it's just so necessary to mentor and get those people on the right track. Some are not on the right track. But I
agree. I've always agreed. I've always said the future is to the kids. But we're taking people who are here illegally and making them legal by a signature instead of them going through the process to become citizens. There's a process out there to do that. I don't agree with the immigration laws the way they are today. They're bad. I agree with that. And they need to be cleaned up. But there's a process there today.
All right. Derek, you get the last 10 seconds if you'd like to take it.
I think we just saw a change in the process, quite honestly. And I think it's an encouraging sign. I think there is an opportunity here to deal with a group of folks rationally. And not that we still don't have other issues to deal with, but I think this is a great step.
All right. And that's where we got to leave it. All voices heard right here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Have you been injured in an auto accident? I'm Angela Bolentini. Call a qualified local attorney for an appointment. Make sure the attorney you see on TV will handle your case from start to finish. Call me for a free in-person consultation.
I work at the cable company, and I get to wear a hard hat. A question already.
My mom says cable can't bundle cell phones.
You mean wireless voice service? Nobody does that.
Mom says AT&T does, so...
Bundles including UVerse TV and internet start as low as $49 a month for 6 months. A great bundle deal. With more bundle choices than cable, you can even choose to add wireless voice. Switch and get a total home DVR included.
I bring TV to you.
Mr. Roy, with UVerse TV, you can record up to 4 shows at once on a single DVR and play them back on any TV.
Miss Jones has UVerse.
Call now. Double play bundles start as low as $49 a month for 6 months. Switch and get a total home DVR included.
And UVerse has more HD channels than cable, too.
I want AT&T.
Who wants to talk to a fireman?
I do.
Okay. Choose the bundle that fits your life.
June is the perfect time to order custom fabric and leather furniture from Ennis. This summer, you'll find bold colors, fresh new patterns designed just for you, all on sale. And now, instant rebates up to $1,500, plus an extra discount for payment in full. Our extensive fabric and leather selection is unsurpassed, backed by names you can trust. One of our designers can help you create the look you want and save money. Be sure to visit Ennis soon.
Ennis by Furniture.
Here's what's happening today at the 2012 Reno Rodeo. Today's calendar of events is brought to you by Reno Dodge. For a complete schedule, visit our website at mynews4.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, we're going to take a look at the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, an agency that has been surrounded by controversy in the past. Where is it today? We'll tell you on the next broadcast.